Chapter 6. Who told you to go this way? A violent man enticeth his neighbor, and leadeth him into the way that is not good. Proverbs 16, verse 29. In the meantime, Christian walked on all by himself. In the distance, he saw someone coming toward him. When they were closer together, Christian noticed he was a nobleman. His name was Worldly Wiseman. He lived in a city where people know much about the world, a city which was close to the city of destruction. Worldly Wiseman heard that Christian was on a journey. Everybody talked about him, even on the street. Worldly Wiseman saw Christian struggling to walk. He heard him sighing. "Where are you going with that heavy burden?" "A heavy burden indeed. Never did anyone carry such a burden like I am carrying," responded Christian. "You ask me where I am going? I will tell you, sir. I am going to that wicked gate over there. Do you see it? I want to get rid of my heavy burden, and they told me to go there." "Do you have a wife and children?" "Yes, but this burden is so heavy, therefore I cannot enjoy them any more. I have a wife, but now it is as if I do not have one." "Poor man, I have good counsel. Are you willing to listen to me?" asked Worldly Wiseman. "Yes, if it is wise counsel I am, because that is what I need." "Do you know what you should do? You must throw that burden off your back as soon as possible. Otherwise, you will never get any rest. Neither will you be able to enjoy the good things which God gives you." "That is exactly what I am trying to do. I constantly try to get rid of this heavy burden, but I am not able to do it myself. I just cannot. And there is no one in this country who can take it off my shoulders. That is the reason why I am on a journey." "Who told you to go this way to get rid of your burden?" Worldly Wiseman wanted to know. "It appeared to me to be an important man, an honorable person," Christian answered. "I believe his name is Evangelist." "Oh, that man," answered Worldly Wiseman. "I hope it will not go well with him."
"What is wrong then?"
"He gave you wrong counsel."
"Wrong counsel?" asked Christian.
"Yes. Do you not know how dangerous the way is which he pointed out to you? You will notice it yourself. Actually, you can see it already. Just look at your clothes. How did all this mud get on them? Do you not see that you are on the wrong way? You fell in a slough. And this is only the beginning of all misery. If you keep traveling on that way, things will become much more difficult for you. Listen to me, because I am older than you are. If you continue this way, you will have much trouble and pain. You will become hungry, and there will be great dangers."
"Is that bad?" asked Christian.
"It certainly is. You will meet lions, for instance, but also the sword, and even death. It will become very dark, too. It is certainly true what I am saying. Why would you listen to that strange man? That was not smart at all."
Christian shrugged his shoulders. "Sir, that heavy burden on my back is much more dreadful than all the terrible things you told me. I do not care what I am going to meet with. If only I could get rid of this burden."
"How did you actually get that burden?" questioned Worldly Wiseman.
"By reading this book in my hands."
"I thought so. That is how it always goes with weak people. They are all busy with things they cannot understand. They all act as strange as you do. In the end, they do not know what they are doing anymore.
They just act strange, and they expect that they will find something beautiful.
I certainly know what I want, Christian replied. I want to be delivered from my heavy burden.
But why are you traveling this way, then? Worldly Wiseman asked. There are so many dangers there. Listen to me. I can tell you how you can find what you are looking for without all those dangers and accidents. You will be safe, and you will also find friends and be content.
Christian became curious. Sir, I beg you, tell me this secret.
Well, look, Worldly Wiseman pointed. In that village over there lives a man. His name is Legality, one who keeps the law. He is a real gentleman. The people think he is a good man. He knows exactly how to help you. He even helps people who cannot think right anymore because of their burden. Go to him quickly. It is very close by, and he will help you right away. If he is not home, then his son will be there. He is a very well-behaved young man who will be able to help you. Your burden will certainly become lighter, explained Worldly Wiseman. I understand you do not want to go back to the city of destruction. I would not do so either. Do you know what you must do? Let your wife and children come to this village. There are enough empty houses. They are not expensive, and food is cheap there too. And what is even nicer, the people will think you are a good man, and you will also have honest neighbors.
Christian stood still for a little while and thought a moment. If this is true, then I will quickly listen to this man.
Sir, how must I travel in order to reach that good man?
Do you see that tall mountain there? Worldly Wiseman asked.
Yes, I certainly do.
Well, you must go past that mountain. The first house after that is his.
Explanation. Who is Worldly Wiseman? He is a man who lies. He resembles the devil. When you feel you have a heavy burden of sin, the devil does not want you to go to the Lord Jesus with it. He says, take that load off your shoulders. Just do not think about it anymore. But you will never be able to take off that burden. The devil tries to threaten you with the most terrible things. Do not be scared by that, for sins are much worse. You must try to get rid of sins.
Keep the law, the devil then says, and everything will turn out well. In the law is written what is allowed and what is not. Try to do this as good as you can. Then your burden of sin will get lighter. So live a decent life.
Would that be true?